Last week, we said that true wealth, true worth, cannot be expressed in the master's tongue. And this master's tongue is often called rationalism, a linear kind of thinking fond of classification and abstractification. As classification and abstractification snips out the most important things to be dismissed for power to rule us, it snips out feeling and it snips out us. And so it snips out caring for each other and our plant and animal friends and our earth entire, and replaces it with struggle for existence and or recognition, depending on one's standing in the market. We've been conditioned to see rationalism as the key to efficiently managing the resources of the planet, and so the key to any chance of freeing ourselves from necessity, i.e. hunger, and therefore of having any chance of comfort, i.e. security. And so we cling to those who claim to be it, rationalism, mind personified, and distrust our own common intuitive feelingness. And in no small part because we've not been allowed to sit with it, i.e. have leisure. And it's been so manipulated, seized and used as entertainment, made victim of the making use veracity of class. Depersonalizing the story, for example, using the phrase, the rate of profit declines with the growth of the middle class globally, as opposed to, we resist diminishment. And they cannot keep pushing us when we push back. Depersonalizing the story, taking us out of it, inventing abstract concepts and presenting them as forces that then become the actors, what are given agency in the story, contributes to a cloud of confusion in which we are not shown ourselves back to ourselves, and so never get to know what we are, and often question our existence. As we're kept here in the West, quote unquote, so atomized, and have no means to know ourselves except through these mediations of mind workers. And converted to abstract concepts, we're led to see ourselves as passive subjects, drifting through the musings of pundits, buffeted about by mysterious larger forces, which we then need mind workers to explain for us, reinforcing structural dependence. But the truth is not complex. The truth is divide and conquer conquers us on every level. And we regain access to ourselves, our power, by regaining access to each other, our brothers and sisters, and the earth. And to prevent that, pundits play a critical role.